1057 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, a Town Square Media station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk. 1057 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on 1057 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. In downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care. From tires to major repairs. On Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Another beautiful Friday night here in Southern Ocean County. We welcome you into the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, your regular Friday night crew, getting set for an A-South showdown between the 2-0 Rams and the 1-1 Mariners of Toms River North. The weather, just like it was a week ago, couldn't be much better than it is again tonight. No wind, temperatures are starting to drop. Expect the kickoff to be somewhere in the 60s tonight when it's all said and done. And Kevin, we saw this Toms River North team on the road last week suffer a hard-fought loss at Lacey, now have to come back and take on Southern Regional, which for them, very difficult set of circumstances. You know, you think about how the season unfolds, and you play a division game against a good Lacey team and lose. Now you've got to go on the road and take on the Rams, who come off a 19-0 victory against Toms River South. If the Mariners have any shot of winning the division, it's almost a must-win tonight in week number three.
And I know, Matt, it sounds ridiculous to say in week three you're in a must-win, but honestly, a North loss tonight would put them 0-2 in A-South. Southern would be 2-0, and with all the games upcoming, a two-game gap just 2 weeks into the two conference games into the season is going to be really, really difficult to make up. So I do think this is almost a must-win situation for the visiting Mariners if they have A-South title aspirations, and they do.
Ed, let's talk a bit more about Toms River North. 1-1 coming in, opened up the season, a 35-7 win over Howell, lost last week 37-20. So very different defensive nights, at least. You know, they gave up 7 points in the opener, 37 last week. Against Lacey, and certainly the Lions a better team than Howell is, but that's a lot of points.
Yeah, Cowbird teams definitely, Matt, as you said. Lacey much tougher, unveiled some speed that not too many people around knew that they had. They were as fast as North, if not faster, last week. I saw the Howell game also in week one. North got the ball into the hands of number 33, Joey Fields, a lot. Last week they couldn't do that. They couldn't contend with the Lacey speed. Lacey big played them. They had three big plays in the game. Other than that, they played them fairly well. Carmen Scalfani, the sophomore quarterback, played very well running the football. But then at the end of the game, when they fell behind by a couple, he had to put it up a few times and was intercepted. One of them was run back for 97 yards by Spatz.
And Scalfani will certainly be tested here tonight, Kevin. You know what? A Ram defense, which though in week one had a shortened game against Free Old Township, has yet to yield no touchdowns, but no points, back-to-back shutouts in weeks one and two.
Matt, maybe the most impressive statistics, and again, caliber of opponent, Free Old Township and Toms River South, but they have given up 164 total yards in two games. Two shutouts, 164 yards, so Matt Abbato, the defensive coordinator's crew, has played very, very well in these first two games of the season. However, tonight, it's a totally different task. A dangerous, explosive Toms River North team that can really score from anywhere on the field.
Southern, Ed, last week we saw the Rams beat the Indians 19-0. They had a 19-0 lead at the half. And I'm sure if there's a couple of things that Chuck Donahue talked about after the game and, you know, during the early stages of this week in prep for this one was we didn't play a very good second half. It wasn't crisp. It wasn't clean. We couldn't get the Indians and kind of just tuck them away and forget about them. I mean, Tom Dever South played them even in that second half.
Yeah, and it started, Matt, at the, you know, 32nd mark of the first half when they had the ball on the one-yard line and the clock management was not what it should have been, and Southern ended up getting nothing out of first down on the one-yard line. They went into the locker room, as you said, 19-0, turned it over once in the second half, just couldn't get their ground game. I mean, the ground game was going, but they didn't have to really throw the ball. And again, I reiterate, as I've done a couple times over the course of the last week, I don't think they really went to page 2 and 3 on the playbook. I think they were very conservative, knowing North was here, knowing they had this big one tonight.
You're listening to the I Play America pregame show. Get inside the fun at I Play America, New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iplayamerica.com.
Mariners have made their way onto the field. They will be in their away white uniforms tonight. Southern will be entering the field in just a second. One guy that I thought was extremely impressive last week for Southern, Kevin, offensively was running back Abe Gonzalez. 25 carries, 163 yards. He was our player of the game, scored 2 of the 3 touchdowns. Very hard, tough-nosed runner.
Yeah, of course, we talked last week about how do you replace T.J. Bellissimo, a 1,000-yard rusher a year ago. Well, you replace him with Abe Gonzalez and Rob Yazor, who have combined for 330 yards rushing in the first 2 weeks. So they've sort of, that, as Ed said last week, that two-headed monster has filled the Bellissimo mold very successfully through 2 games.
Dan Higgins through the first 2 games, just 7 of 15. He is the Southern quarterback, 151 yards, has thrown a couple of touchdown passes and not been intercepted quite yet. But maybe, Ed, tonight we see a bit more of Mike Gesicki. Featured 6'6 wide receiver, heavily recruited at the higher Division One level, but he's only got 2 catches so far in the year for 50 yards. One of those a touchdown, but hasn't really had that big moment yet in his season.
Yeah, 15 passes for Higgins. I guarantee you he will double that tonight. He will throw at least 15 tonight. He's going to have to, because North will be ready defensively to stop the run.
You know, Matt, last night we had Chuck Donahue on our Barnabas Health High School football show. And he did indicate to us that the game plan tonight will probably be a little bit different. And he said, we've got to get the ball to Mike Gesicki. As you said, a highly recruited junior. As a matter of fact, making a trip down tomorrow to visit Auburn to see them play LSU. That's the kind of caliber of schools that's looking at him. And I agree with Ed. I think Higgins, who, by the way, missed a good portion of the preseason with a shoulder injury. And Coach Donahue said he was better in week one. He's better in week two health-wise. He'll be better tonight, so I think we'll see the ball up in the air a bit.
The A-South standings looking like this going into the weekend's activity. Brick Memorial, Southern, both 2-0 overall, 1-0 in the division. Jackson Memorial, 1-1, but 1-0 in the division. Lacey also 2-0. They are 1-0 in conference play. Toms River North, Toms River East, Toms River South, and Brick all 0-1 in the division. The Mariners 1-1. The Raiders, Indians, and Dragons all 0-2 on the season overall. And these two teams, Kevin, we have covered them for so many years now, and they have developed a pretty good rivalry. It was Toms River North who kind of really stuck it to Southern for a long time, and they were the team that the Rams couldn't beat. That finally changed in the playoffs a few years ago, and last year, obviously, with Southern winning just their second division title in 40 years. So you'd have to think at this point in the rivalry, maybe has swung back to Southern a little bit. I would imagine the Mariners kind of have had that on their mind this week.
You know, I know Toms River always talks about playing their sister Toms River schools, but I think this has been the best A-South rivalry, or as good as there's been the last few years. I think it started during the Glenn Carson era at Southern, when the Ram program really turned around, and as you said, it escalated many years. This game meant a title, meant playoff survival or playoff advancement, and it's kind of swung the Rams' way, looking to win again tonight and take a step towards defending the A-South title they won last year, the first one they'd ever won.
We step out here. We'll take a 2-minute timeout for the national anthem. We'll come back with a coin toss and the opening kickoff. It's all right after this. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall, Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
go down to the field, join the coin toss in play right now.
Today's game, Mr. Gary Rosenberg is your umpire. Mr. Dennis Pichetta's on the southern side. Jimmy Chiarelli's on the north side. Donnie D'Amico's the back judge. Captains for today's game, I expect you to act like captains. If there's a penalty, ask for a white, black captain when you guys step out. Sportsmanship at all times. White talks to white, black talks to black. You want to talk to each other? Do so nicely. Any questions? Who's talking? 36, right? Heads, tails. What's your choice?
I'll take tails.
Tails is the call. I'm going to throw it in the air and let it hit the ground.
Mariners have won the toss, Matt and Kevin, and have deferred their choice to the second half. Chris Gullum making the call for the Mariners. Chose tails, turned up tails. So they want the ball in the second half.
It will be Southern to get it, and it will be the foot of Gula to start it off for Tom Zara High School North. Again, the Mariners in their white away uniforms tonight with the gold pants, the Michigan-like helmets, the dark blue numerals with the gold outline. Southern in all black tonight, black jerseys, black pants, the gold numbers with the gold helmet and the black stripe straight down the middle.
Getting set for the opening kickoff, powered by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River. Same old guy, just a new name.
One thing we know about the Tom's River North kicking game, Gula, among not only the best here in the Shore, but among the best in the state, another heavy recruit at the Division I level.
Absolutely. He will have quite a few choices to make when it comes to college for his kicking duties at the end of this season. He also serves as the punter for the Mariners, but certainly it's kicking where that is his specialty. He is yet to make a field goal this year. I don't think he's had an attempt yet. He's converted 7 for 7 on extra points, but not yet a field goal.
Nick Hem, number 25, Abe Gonzalez, number 36, will each take a hash mark back into the end zone, seemingly at will. We'll see if that's the game plan to start this one off here tonight. It is Tom's River North playing at Southern, an A-South showdown on a Friday night on 105.7 The Hawk. Thanks a lot for joining us and spending part of your weekend with us. We'll have scores during the part of the broadcast. A busy weekend, week number 3 here at the Shore Conference.
Matt, every kickoff last week went into the end zone except one that went to the half-yard line, and Billy Belford took it back 99 yards for the Lions of Lacey. So it's important that he gets it into the end zone.
Not a speck of wind. The flag's absolutely still. Gula puts a charge into this one. It goes back into the end zone, fielded by Hem, but in high school football, not allowed to bring it out. A touchback, and the Rams will have it first down and 10. Dan Higgins, the senior quarterback, wears number 4, 6'2", 195 pounds, has thrown a couple of touchdowns on the season. Abe Gonzalez and Rob Yazer, the two starting running backs, Mike Gazicki and Nick Hem, the wide receivers. It'll be Anthony Spezial to take the tight end spot tonight. The tackles are Nick Jinks and Tom Pasquale. The guards, Ryan Boyle and Frank Thiessen. And the center is the junior, Bailey Bellissimo.
Tonight's starting lineups presented by Open MRI of Wall.
Shotgun formation for Higgins. An empty backfield with trips off to his left. The middle of the field at the 20-yard line. First play from scrimmage on this perfect Friday night. Quick pass to the outside. It is Hem to make the catch. Spin forward to the 28-yard line, and have a gain of 8 to leave the Ram offense with a 2nd and 2. A 3-4 alignment for Tom's River North defensively. The ends, Garrett Kroger and Nicholas DiGiacomo. Adam Kakar is the nose man. He's a big one. 6'3", 300-pound sophomore. Run through the rest of the players after this second down and short. 30 seconds gone by in the opening quarter. Higgins again with that empty backfield. Has wings to either side, and it trips into the short side of the field, the offensive left. Gonzalez will get it. Wing sweep to the right side. He'll have a first down. Takes it to the 31-yard line. Tackled there by Thomas Cantalosi, one of the two middle linebackers. Jonathan Newnam is the other. Thomas Pozzola and Patrick Corrigan, the two outside linebackers. R.J. Brommel and Jalen Hunter, the two corners. Valdez Santiago and Jacob Forlenza, the two safeties.
We saw that little motion sweep, Matt, last week about 20 times by both Yazer and Gonzalez.
Gonzalez wing left, Yazer wing right. Two receivers into the shorts out of the field. Yazer will go in motion. It'll be his turn. Sweep off to the left side. Follows a blocker and pounds it forward to the 33-yard line for a gain of two. It'll bring up a second and eight. We are just underway here from Southern Regional High School. Among the other games kicking off at 7 o'clock tonight, Rumson-Fairhaven playing host to Homedale, Manalapan at Middletown North, Jackson Liberty at Manchester, Ocean playing host to Mattawan, Howell visiting Middletown South, Point Borough is at Central, St. John Vianney at Red Bank Catholic, Mondon at Barnegat, Jackson Memorial home for Brick Memorial, Lacey at Toms River East, Point Beach home for Spotswood, and Mater Dei is visiting Dunellen. Nick Hem will go in motion. Gazicki, the target on a fade pattern. He's got it inside the 40-yard line. Stumbles his way all the way inside of the Mariner 30 to the 29. That is the play we've been waiting to see for the last couple of weeks. R.J. Brommel on the coverage, but it goes as a long gainer and sets up Southern first down and 10 from the Mariner 29-yard line.
Brommel giving up about 6 inches. No match for Gazicki, and a well-thrown ball by Higgins that time as the Rams move it into North territory.
Gazicki splits into the short side of the field, the offensive right. Single man back behind Higgins is Gonzalez. Trips off to the right side, tight end left. Now Gonzalez will set himself as a halfback to the right of Higgins. Long cadence coming. It will be Higgins on the quarterback option off the right side. There is a flag down, likely to be a hold, and likely coming back. That's exactly what it is, thrown right at the line of scrimmage. So this will be a 10-yard penalty. The tackle by Pozzola should make it first and 20.
Put your trust in physician-owned and operated open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wahl, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore. So they'll march this one back to just about the 39.5 of Toms River North.
A lot of calls, Matt, on the line of scrimmage. You could see Southern using just about all of their time allotment before the ball is snapped. A lot of audibles being called.
Coming up on 9:15 remaining. Clock running here in the first quarter. This is the opening drive for the Rams. Trips right, wing left. Higgins really taking his time. Five-man alignment shown up here as they walk the outside linebackers up. Blitz coming. Higgins sees it, throws. This one deflected once and twice, and then finally pushed out of bounds for an incompletion. It will bring up second and 20.
Intended for Hem, the ball was behind him. Also needed to take a little off when he really kind of fired that one real hard, and it was only about a 7 or 8 yard pass. So they'll need a lot of yards here, Southern will, on a second down and 20.
Higgins goes to the line, and the Rams will huddle here. They don't do that play or very often. Break from the huddle. Higgins directing some traffic. He wants Yazor in the backfield to his left. Gonzalez will stay wing to the left. And Chuck Donahue, the 15-year head coach here for Southern Regional, 38th year overall, very unhappy with his quarterback that he just had to use a timeout. Some disorganization coming from the huddle to the line of scrimmage. And the Rams will burn one with 9:05 remaining. We will keep it here. No score between Toms River North and Southern Regional.
Good opening drive, though, for the Rams. That penalty obviously will hurt them a bit, but they'll have a couple of opportunities here on a second down and 20, and they are in North territory at about the 39.5-yard line. Boy, no surprise we saw Higgins go deep to Gazicki. And, Ed, you know, it was something that Coach Donahue told us about last night on our Thursday Night Football show. Pretty much said we've got to get that ball to the big guy a little more often.
Yeah, they really haven't had to use a Gazicki. But I believe tonight they're going to have to. And on this long yardage play right here, this is one of those cases where look for number 18 downfield.
Gazicki at 6'6", listed on the roster. His matchup on the other side, R.J. Brommel, who's not a bad corner, but listed at just 5'8". And that is a lot to cover up, no matter what kind of athlete you are. If you're giving up 10 inches, that's tough to cover. Just throw it up high. Let's see what Higgins does here. On a second down and 20, trips into the short side offensive right, wing tight end back to the left. Higgins wanting to throw, looking left, comes off, checks down, now throws the wheel route out of the backfield for Yazor, falls incomplete, and will bring up a third and 20. The coverage that time by Adam Massoud, number 20.
Good job that time by the Mariner defense. Yazor came in motion, almost looked like he might have been the one on a handoff, and then went down the left sideline, but Massoud all over him, and really that was one that Higgins almost just had to throw over where nobody could get it, and it'll bring that third down and a long way to go, 20.
Split wide receiver set, him up top to the left. Gazicki stays Short side right. Two backs in the backfield, one to either side. There is a flag down as Higgin wants to throw over the middle. It's intercepted. Picked off by Toms River North. It's number 16, Valdez Santiago, the 6'2 sophomore. I believe it's going to be a procedure penalty on Southern. That will be declined, and the Mariners get the turnover. They'll take over from their own 20-yard line.
Well, it was a simple crossing pattern, and Higgins just let that one get away, missed the receiver, and Santiago kind of just landed right in his arms, almost right in his stomach, almost like a safety just playing deep, just came right to him, an easy interception.
First interception of the year for Higgins. Here comes the sophomore Carmen Scalfani, number 19, 5'10", 175 pounds, runs and throws. Certainly a dual threat option for this Mariner attack. We'll run through their lineup in just a second. Empty backfield to open up here for Scalfani. Trips off to his right. Joey Fields, number 33, will get the carry, turn up field, break the line of scrimmage, pick up a yard to bring up a second and nine. Speezy Allen, Boyle combine on the tackle. We'll see some different looks out of Toms River North tonight, but they're expected starters. Three wide receiver set, Kyle Carrington, Joey Fields, and Damian Singleton. Brandon Kennedy, the tight end, Billy Besnecker, and Tyler Brochu, the tackles. Naheem Calhoun and Matt Sudol, the guards. The center, Garrett Kroger, the starting running back, Trevon Bass, number 24. Again, an empty set. Scalfani wanted to throw quickly to the outside. That catch is made by Carrington. And after a short pickup, tackle made on the far sideline. A gain of two, wrapped up by number 25, Nick Hem, the corner. Hem in the back four, as he is joined by Oliver Bissey, Logan Sheehan, and Mike Gazicki. Up front, Zach Amir and Anthony Speezy out the ends. Frank Thiessen and Ryan Boyle, the tackles, and Bailey Bellissimo, the nose man, the two linebackers. A couple of seniors, Al Manzo, number 14, and number 58, Nick Manafo.
Manafo, the leading tackler on this Ram team. A set of defense that has been really stingy through the first 2 weeks of the season, but certainly knows they'll get a stiffer test tonight from Toms River North.
Scalfani will stick with his empty backfield look. Rolling this time to his left. Tux runs, heads to the sideline where he is run out of bounds and then pushed a couple of yards out of bounds, but no flag is thrown. It's going to be a yard shy of the first down. They'll spot it at the 29-yard line.
Here are the numbers for Scalfani through two games. 32 of 51 passing, 363 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions on the ground. 166 yards rushing and three touchdowns, all three touchdowns in last week's loss to Lacey. So he has been responsible for 530 yards of offense through two games.
Zach Halliday and Nick Hem going back deep. They will await the punt here of Gula. He'll step into it about his own 20-yard line. Punt returners on opposite hash marks. High snap, no problem for Gula. Gets off a wobbly end-over-end kick, which is fumbled, but a whistle coming. Not quite sure if there was a fair catch call, but
North comes right next to the return guy. I mean, you could smell his breath.
It was definitely an inadvertent whistle, but Southern did get the ball back. And I don't know if he did definitely try to call a fair catch.
You know, sometimes if you don't wave that arm, they don't give it to you. There is a right way to call a fair catch.
Yeah, but he wasn't. No, the flag is down now. Yeah, now it's going to be on the Mariners.
Just got thrown. So it will be a late flag after some discussion here from the referee crew.
I believe that's only a 5-yard penalty.
Fair catch interference would be the call.
Now, are they just going to eat that whistle? Because, Matt, you heard it from up there.
I did.
And yep. I heard very definitely heard it.
Discussion is continuing.
Well, he's got two choices. You want to re-kick it or you want the ball there. Chuck made the right call. Take it right there with this kind of kicker. I mean, that he did not hit all of that time.
So Southern Regional will get back on offense, and they'll start this drive at their own 30-yard line. First down and 10.
7:13 to go in the first quarter. A scoreless first quarter so far between Toms River North and Southern Regional. Hem and Gazicki will split out this time wide to the left. Hem in the slot. Gazicki as the wide man. Wings to either side. Again, Higgins operating by himself in the backfield. Another long cadence. It'll be Yazor in motion. Quick pass to the outside. This one deflected up in the air at the line of scrimmage. and will fall incomplete. Another dangerous play there for Southern Regional. Will bring up a second and 10.
Intended for him, but as you said, I don't know who it was, Matt, who got his arms up and was able to deflect that. Somebody on the right side of the North defense.
Yeah, it was number two.
It's Thomas Pozzolo.
Right.
Outside linebacker. I don't know. Right up on the line of scrimmage.
I don't know if it what it looks like upstairs and that, but down here it looks like Higgins got a little happy feet. The feet are moving constantly, not setting up.
Mariners showing blitz here. Here's Gonzalez trying to find a hole. Turns upfield and will get him out to Corrigan on the tackle for Toms River North to make it third and 8. 7 minutes to play here in the opening quarter, and still no score.
You know, we get a chance, we should talk about the injury Toms River North suffered last week, which really hindered their effort against Lacey. Has resulted in a change in their starting offensive line tonight. We'll do that when we get a chance, when the Mariners go back on the ball.
Same set coming up here for Southern. Ball set from the right hash mark. Hem slot left. Gazicki has the wide man to the left and a wing to either side. Mariners showing the four-man front here. Looks like they'll drop Pozzola into coverage. Higgins has it, wants to throw, looking for Gazicki, who will make the catch and have a first down right outside the yard marker for a pickup of 8.5 when they needed 8.
R.J. Brommel on the coverage, but Gazicki able to get inside him on the slant, and that time Higgins put the ball where you need to, just where the only one who can get it is the receiver, and yep, it is a first down for the Rams.
We talked about Gazicki and his recruiting trail, highly sought after football player, but we should also mention he's just a junior.
Yes, he is.
Ball sent from the left hash here, first and 10 from the Ram 42-yard line. Gonzalez wants a crack running it. He'll break into the open field, stay on his feet and spin forward. Chopped down in Mariner territory, touchdown saving tackle for Jacob Forlenza. But not before Gonzalez shows that burst that we saw a week ago and takes it to the Mariner 43.
Well, the play Ed has described for the last 2 weeks, it is a favorite of this Ram team. And again, an outstanding offensive line, a very athletic offensive line. The guards get out and lead him, and he was able to read the block perfectly.
Ham slot left, Gazicki up top is the wide man to the left. A lot of room up to that top side of the formation. Gonzalez in motion again. Waits for his blockers to set up again with that surge. Comes forward, picks up 5, maybe 6, maybe 7 yards. They'll spot it at the 37-yard line. He will be 4 yards shy of a first down. Second and 4 coming up. Gonzalez picking up right where he left off a week ago. 5 minutes to play in a scoreless first quarter.
Well, this game is going exactly the way the Rams would like it to go. The methodical run game, using their experience on the offensive line, controlling the football. North's only run 3 plays so far at the 4:45 mark of quarter one.
Second down, a short 4 for Southern. Gonzalez in motion. Higgins wants to throw. Flares it to the outside. Hem makes the catch. Breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Comes forward over the 30. Gets down to the 28, 27-yard line. It'll be a first down. Reception for Hem. Picks up about 10. It will bring up a first and 10 for Southern.
You know, again, the run sets up the pass, and couple of good runs by Gonzalez, and that time little play action, and they get the receiver in the flat, breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Nice game, first down, and this a very good drive here in the first quarter for the Rams.
First and 10 coming up from the Mariner 28-yard line. Gazicki this time splits wide right, Hem slot right. Formation to the right with Yazer as the wing that side. It'll be Yazer in motion. Same play, other side. Hem makes the catch at the line of scrimmage. Stays on his feet, pounds down to the 20-yard line, runs through the tackle for a second of Forlenza, and then cleaned up finally by Pozzola and Brommel.
Forlenza was trying to hang on to the jersey, but Hem pulled away from him. We'll pick up about 8 on that, so second down and 2. Boy, Matt, if you can get 6, 7, 8 yards on first down, what it does for your offense, and it gives you the ability really on second down to do anything.
Opens the playbook up for sure. Second down here at a long 2 for Southern. They'll move the ball to the right hash mark. Trips off to the left. Tight end wing back to the right. Man in motion is Gonzalez. He will get the carry, running into the short side of the field and pushed out of bounds for, well, this is going to depend on where they spot it. I think Gonzalez was able to pounce forward for close to first down yardage. Corrigan in on that tackle. North had it defended pretty well, but it is a first down.
Wow. I thought that would be a measurement for sure. A couple scores, guys. He's at it again at Jackson. Mike Basile, another touchdown on the ground. Memorial leads it 7-0 over the Jaguars. And at Toms River East, Lacey East 7-7 in the first quarter.
Manalapan with a 7-0 lead on Middletown North as well. Everything still in the first quarter. Here's first down and 10 for Southern from the Mariner 18-yard line. Up the gut this time, it'll be Gonzalez hit hard by Nunam at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second and 10 coming up. We're in the late stages here of quarter number one. No score between Toms River North and Southern Regional. About 3 minutes to play. Adam Kakar, number 75, running off. Looks like he's got a helmet issue.
It's got to be a big helmet, too.
Big helmet. He is a big boy. Replaced by Yango Silva, a 5'11", 215-pound junior. He will take over the nose guard spot. About an 85-pound difference between the two. Second and 10 for Higgins. Checks the North defense over, sends Yazor in motion from right to left. It'll be Yazor cutting up. Gets inside the 15, down inside the 10. Far side, Hashmark stays on his feet. Stopped at about the 6-yard line by Cangelosi. And first and goal coming up here for the Rams. And seemingly Southern can do anything they want offensively right now.
Yeah, if they don't stop that sweep, Matt, it's going to be a long night on defense for the Mariners. And mixing in the pass every now and then, like the idea of throwing it on first down like they've done tonight. Great game plan so far by the Rams.
Two receivers go wide here to the right. Ball set from the left hash mark, and both receivers drawing single coverage. First down and goal from just outside the 5-yard line for Southern. Gonzalez in motion. His turn. Trying to spin it to the outside. Cut down in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Nick DiGiacomo, the senior defensive end, on the tackle all the way back to the 12-yard line. A loss of 7 to make it second and goal.
Well, somebody missed the block there, and I was just going to sing the praises of this Southern offensive line, because to me, everything with this team starts up front. And last night, Ryan Boyle was on our Thursday night show from the Water Street Grill with Coach Donahue, and we talked about the fact this is not that quintessential big, bruising Southern offensive line they've had in the past. This is a smaller, quicker, more athletic group. Does a great job getting out. That time, though, somebody missed an assignment.
Speezy Allen, Gonzalez, tight end wing combination sent to the left. Trips off to the right here for Higgins. Second and goal from back of the Mariner 12-yard line. Gonzalez in motion. It'll be Higgins rolling right, wanting to go to the end zone. Hem had it. They will spot it down at the one. So an 11-yard pickup. Wanted to make sure they were going to give him the completion. They'll spot it at the one, where it will be third and goal.
Well, that time they cleared out with Gasicki, and they dragged him across to the same side, and Higgins put it right on the money. That was not up in the air. That was about shoe level where him caught it.
Power.
Let's see what they do here, Matt. I'm sorry.
Power football coming here. Off balance line sent to the right. Gonzalez left of Higgins. Yazor to the right. Long cadence. Yazor on the carry. Yazor for the touchdown off the left side. Rams with a textbook type drive, run pass, and now they score for the first points of the night, leading it 6-0 on the 1-yard touchdown run from the junior, Rob Yazor.
His second touchdown of the season on the ground. A 70-yard drive capped off by that scoring run, and just a perfect offensive drive for the Rams. As you said, they did everything. Great balance, unpredictability on first down leads the way. And now they'll come on to add the extra point.
Yazor, who just scored, is the kicker as well. So he'll try to put one more in his column on the scoring sheet, and he does. Extra point is good. Southern 7. Toms River North nothing. We step out for 30 seconds. 44 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. You're listening to the open MRI of Law Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.